Hey, and welcome to Audio Junk Podcast Number 2, which is a big milestone for everybody here at Audio Junk, which is just me in front of my computer. And it's a big kind of milestone, I'd say, because, let's face it, this is like one step above Twittering, okay? So, like, instead of only being able to fit one smarmy comment in there, I'm able to give enough smarmy comments to fill 3 whole minutes. So, but I was thinking, I'm watching Pitchman right now, and I was thinking, why not 3-minute album reviews? So, I think that's a really brilliant idea, so, personally. So, if it's never been done before, I'm going to take credit, and even if it has been done, somebody's got to step up and take credit. Otherwise, I'm going to take full credit anyway. So, anyway, I thought I'd start off by giving my opinions on Mastodon's new album, Crack the Sky, with an E. And I have to say, it's really good. It's my favorite album of the year so far. I've been kind of really bored with metal albums lately. There hasn't been any real, like, standout albums that are metal or anything. And what's really good about it is that, like with Mastodon, whenever they don't write songs, they write a mishmash of a bunch of riffs and fit it into a 4-minute song. And like with the new album, like they actually write songs now. Like, you can tell the songs apart. It's not just like, oh, this song has this riff that's really good, and like the other riffs are really all right, but it's like this one riff that stands out. Now it's like the song stands out. They're really well written. It seems like they really took their time. They really took their time to sit down and actually write songs, rather than compile all the riffs that they had and put them in the songs. The only problem I have is it's 7 tracks and it's 40 minutes long. And that's actually not... I think it would actually benefit from being longer than it actually is. Because I'll sit down and play it and then it feels like it's over really fast. And I'll go back and listen to it again and everything. But I think they definitely could have put more on there, more tracks and everything. Just because of how good these ones were written, I think they could have written even more good songs. And it's just a really good album. It's my favorite album so far this year. And I like it more than Andrew Bird's new album. I like it more than the Animal Collective's. But those are really good albums, which says a lot. And definitely for a metal album that I'm able to just like keep listening to over and over again. And it doesn't get old, which is a big problem with a metal album. But yeah, I'll give it a 9.3 out of 10 out of a Pitchfork review. Just because that 0.3 is so much better than a 0.2 or a 0.1. So, yeah. Mastodon's Crack the Sky with an E. Go check it out. Really good.